Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. This story is called The Good News Drawer. Once there was a man named Rabbi Yitzchak. He and his wife got married in 1966 in Yerushalayim. He actually became a batim macher, that is, the tefillin, the actual box, the bias, as it's called, of the tefillin, that is, that the parchments go into and that the straps go on. Someone has to make them. They have to be made by hand. They're not made in a machine. And he had that for his work. In any case, they got married in 1966, and some years went by, and his wife and he did not have any children. So they began to visit doctors and professors and take special tests. But every doctor told them, it's impossible that you will have children. You will never have children. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak was not a Chabad chassid, but he had davened in a Chabad shul for many years, and he also studied some of the teachings of Chabad on a regular basis. So he had heard about the Rebbe, and he had heard how the Rebbe gives many brachas to many people, and that these brachas come true. And so he wrote a letter to the Rebbe in 1973. So this was after they'd been married for 7 years with no children. In 1973, he wrote a letter to the Rebbe and asked that the Rebbe should bless he and his wife to have children. The Rebbe sent back a letter and said that he would daven for him at the Ohel, that is the resting place, the gravesite of the Rebbe's father-in-law, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson. The Rebbe also wrote in the letter that he should have his tefillin checked and have the mezuzahs checked to make sure that they're all kosher al pi din, according to the halacha. Make sure that your tefillin and your mezuzahs are all checked. Then at the end of the letter, after the Rebbe's signature, the Rebbe added, since sometimes Hashem's brachas for healthy children are held back because the parents are not being careful enough in keeping the laws of Taharas Mishpacha, of family purity, the special laws for mothers and fathers, for husbands and wives. Therefore, it's good for you to review these halachas and check with a rabbi and make sure that you're going to be fulfilling everything completely. So that was the Rebbe's letter. A wonderful letter of bracha and a wonderful letter of advice. But the years went by, and doesn't say in the story, but I assume that Rabbi Yitzchak and his wife followed the Rebbe's suggestions to check the mezuzahs and tefillin and to make sure they were keeping all the laws of Taharas Mishpacha correctly. But no children. But they never gave up hope. They had heard so many stories about the Rebbe's brachas that they decided that the next step would be that they should travel from Eretz Yisrael to America, to New York, to see the Rebbe. This was in 1981. So now they had been married for 15 years and still no children. And they'd been married already for 8 years after the Rebbe's letter with the brachas. So as soon as Rabbi Yitzchak and his wife got to New York, they contacted the Rebbe's secretary, Rabbi Leibel Groner, Olav Shalom, and he was scheduled for a yechidus, for a private audience with the Rebbe. They waited, and at 1 o'clock in the morning, they entered the Rebbe's room. Rabbi Yitzchak felt very excited to be seeing the Rebbe for the first time, and when the Rebbe asked if he had any children, Rabbi Yitzchak said no, and this was why they had come, exactly for this reason. And then he showed to the Rebbe different letters and reports which the doctor had given them, which obviously showed that there was not too much chance of having children. The Rebbe studied these reports and studied these letters, and he looked closely at them. There was a lamp on his desk, which he used to read it more carefully. And actually, after a few minutes, Rabbi Groner, the Rebbe's secretary, knocked on the door. And that's because they were taking a long time with the Rebbe. Rabbi Gruner knocked on the door. He opened it to signal that they should leave. But the Rebbe did not pay attention at all to Rabbi Gruner. He continued to study the letters from the doctors. Finally, the Rebbe said, "The doctors do not run the world. They are not Hashem. And with Hashem's help, everything will turn out well." He then blessed Rabbi Yitzchak and his wife to hear good news. And after that, he asked, "What is your work, Rabbi Yitzchak?" So Rabbi Yitzchak said, "He makes tefillin." The Rebbe wished him hatzlacha, success. They left the Rebbe's room, and soon Rabbi Yitzchak saw a friend of his from Yerushalayim. "Knew?" his friend said. "How was it? How was the Yechidus?" So Rabbi Yitzchak became very emotional. He couldn't even answer. They had been in there for 10 minutes with the Rebbe, but they came out feeling much, much stronger in their betachon, in their faith. And sure enough, 3 months later, they discovered that his wife was pregnant. So for those 3 months, they had already stayed in the United States, and therefore they did not want to fly back to Eretz Yisrael. They didn't want to do anything risky, and therefore they decided to stay right there in the United States until the baby would be born. And sure enough, as it got closer to the baby's birth, there were some complications, and it threatened the health of the unborn child. The doctor said we should have a cesarean birth, which means that they do an operation to take the baby out of the mother's stomach instead of having the baby born naturally. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Wait, I have to first tell the Rebbe about it and see if the Rebbe gives his bracha and advice." Very quickly, Rabbi Gruner called him back, and he said that the Rebbe encouraged them that they should have the operation, they should go ahead with the surgery right away. Baruch Hashem, it was successful, and a beautiful baby girl was born to them. Rabbi Yitzchak quickly called back Rabbi Gruner and told him to please tell the Rebbe the good news. Later, Rabbi Gruner said that the Rebbe had said that he appreciated the good news very much. In fact, the Rebbe said, he has two special drawers in his desk. One of them is filled with all the troubles that people write them about. And the second one is for good news, which he hears back from the people who received brachas. And they have good news. But that drawer is empty. It doesn't seem that too many people write back to the Rebbe with the good news. They mostly write with the troubled news and ask for brachas. And a lot of people forget, apparently, to write back to the Rebbe and tell him the good news. Therefore, that drawer is empty. That's the good news drawer. And the Rebbe was very happy that Rabbi Yitzchak called back with the good news. And Rabbi Gruner also said that the Rebbe sends his brachas for continued good news. So Rabbi Yitzchak and his wife and their new baby girl went back to Eretz Yisrael, and a year later, in 1983, they had another child, this time a son. Rabbi Yitzchak said that when they took him to the Chabad Shul, everybody would call him the Rebbe's boy, because they all knew that he was born after the Rebbe had given a bracha, that for 15 years they had not had children. And when the Rebbe gave a bracha, eventually they had children. And therefore, this boy was called the Rebbe's boy. That wasn't his real name. His real name was Chaim Shalom. Now, when Chaim Shalom was about 8 years old, 1992, Rabbi Yitzchak wanted to bring him to the Rebbe, to meet the Rebbe. Now, at that time, there was no Yechidus anymore. There was not private meetings with the Rebbe. Instead, the Rebbe would hand out dollars to people that they should take one and give it for tzedakah, or, of course, a person could keep the dollar and give a different one for tzedakah, or 5 or 10. And this is what the Rebbe would do every Sunday. Instead of having meetings with people in his office one at a time or two at a time, thousands of people could come by every single Sunday, and usually it was different people every single Sunday, and receive from the Rebbe a dollar to give for tzedakah, as well as brachas and advice. And you can actually see these hours and hours and hours and hours of these special times, special handing out of the dollars and giving of brachas and so forth on video every single day, or hours and hours at once. Now, the date when they came to the Rebbe was the 26th day of Adar in 1992. It was so crowded. By this time, thousands of people would come every Sunday. There was very long lines, and more people were hearing about it all the time and coming for brachas. And as a matter of fact, there were so many people filling up the hallways and the sidewalks that Rabbi Yitzchak thought, maybe it's too crowded today. Maybe I should come back next week. The Chaim Sholem, his son, 8 years old, said, no, we have to stay. We came here and we have to go in to see the Rebbe. So all of a sudden, somebody showed Rabbi Yitzchak that there was another line that he could get on, which was much, much shorter. And a half hour later, it was their turn. First was Chaim Sholem. He went first, and the Rebbe gave him a dollar for tzedakah. And then the Rebbe saw Rabbi Yitzchak. And the Rebbe gave a big smile, and he greeted him and gave him a bracha. First he gave Rabbi Yitzchak $1, then he gave him another dollar and said, this is for you to give tzedakah for the entire family. Now this was the 26th day of Adar 1992. As it turned out, this was the last day that the Rebbe gave out dollars. Because the next day, on the 27th of Adar, unfortunately, the Rebbe had a stroke, which means very severe illness. And it happened while he was davening at the gravesite of the previous Rebbe. And usually he would give out the dollars when he came back from there. But this time, he was much too sick to give out dollars. And that was the last time that the Rebbe gave dollars. Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yitzchak says, the blessings of the Rebbe have carried on. Now he has grandchildren, and he is sure that the birth of these grandchildren is also because of the Rebbe's brachas. So that's the story. What a beautiful story. And of course, there are many stories that are similar to this, hundreds, maybe thousands of stories of people who receive brachas from the Rebbe to have children, or for who knows what other types of situations, and the Rebbe would give brachas, and wonderful, wonderful things would happen. What about today? Well, today people can still receive brachas from the Rebbe. Of course, it's different, and as the Rebbe said about his father-in-law, after his father-in-law's histalkus, after his father-in-law passed away, he said, the Rebbe will find a way to answer. The Rebbe will find a way to answer. And the same thing is with the Rebbe Menachem Mendel Schneerson. It's for sure that he will find a way to answer. And people daven at the Rebbe's gravesite. It's actually the same gravesite where the Rebbe Menachem Mendel Schneerson is and his father-in-law, Rebbe Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, the same gravesite. They're next to each other. And thousands, hundreds of thousands of people daven there every single year, that the zechus of the Rebbeim should help, that Hashem's brachas should come upon the person. And as we know, and as I've said many times, all brachas come from Hashem. The Rebbe emphasizes very much, all brachas come from Hashem, but the tzaddik has the ability, Hashem gives the tzaddik the ability to help to channel the brachas. The brachas may somehow or another get stuck, so to speak, and the tzaddik has the ability, if Hashem gives him that ability, to bring the brachas down to the person. Now, what's going to happen when Mashiach comes? Well, the Torah already tells us that there'll be wonderful brachas, that Hashem will give us wonderful, wonderful brachas to the coming of Mashiach. There'll be no more wars. There'll be no more sickness. There'll be no more strife, people not getting along with each other. And the whole world will be full of the knowledge of Hashem. As the Rambam says, even non-Jewish people, they will be busy also learning about Hashem and wanting to serve Hashem. the whole world will be a place of serving Hashem and a place of revealed godliness. When we see a miracle brought about by a tzaddik, that's a special kindness of Hashem. But we will see that all the time when Mashiach comes. And therefore, it's certainly something that we look forward to. We can't wait for it to happen. And how can we bring it quicker? Even 1 second quicker. If we could bring Mashiach 1 second quicker and end all the suffering of Galus 1 second quicker, of course we would want to do it. Every day there are, unfortunately, people sick and people getting hurt and worse. Everybody knows the terrible things going on in the world. And if 1 second of that could be shortened, if we could even shorten the coming of the Geula by 1 second, how much it would be worth it? And how do we do it? So everybody who listens to Jewish Stories and More knows already how we do it. We learn more Torah. We do more mitzvahs, more goodness, more kindness. We learn all parts of the Torah. Chumash, Mishnah, Gemara, Medrash, Halacha, Chassidus, all parts. And especially we learn about Mashiach and Geula. This is the straight path to bring Mashiach quickly. And therefore I would encourage myself and everybody to increase in all of this, and especially that today, the day that just passed, was Chav Zayin Adar. That's the 27th of Adar. That's the day when the Rebbe did have his first stroke. He had another stroke 2 years later, also in Chav Zayin Adar. And so this is a very special time to increase in all of the Rebbe's instructions. And of course, all of the Rebbe's instructions are really bringing us closer and closer. And this is the real purpose, to bring Mashiach and Geula immediately. May it happen right away, as soon as possible, especially through our help. And may we all do as much as is expected of us, and even more, to make it happen as quickly as possible. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.